Good morning. Today's Daf and Tanis Chaf Hey. We're in Chaf Dal Amud Beis. We are going to approach the end of the parak today. I don't think we're going to finish the parak today, but this will be the end of the third parak and the end of the section of this Masechta that is primarily Agadata here in this parak of Tanis. So we went over. Good morning. We went over the number of calamities, the communal calamities that require us petitioning and crying out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The first two parakim focused primarily on the lack of rain, and this parak over here went over other national tragedies that occurred, the natural, unnatural, and the various responses that were given by first the Mishnayos went through the responses that we need to have, and then Maisim, and then over the course of this Masechta, so we went over the various incidents and stories regarding Tanaim and Amoraim. So we're going to continue right where we left off. We're at Rav Papa. It's about a dozen lines from the bottom of the Amud. Rav Papa Gazer Tanisa Rav Papa. So he declared a fast day. So Rav Papa Gazer Tanisa V'la'asa Mitra Rain didn't come Chal Shlibe. So he had Chalishas. He was weak. Literally his heart became weak. So Sarv Pincha D'daisa. So what he did is he had a spoonful of oatmeal, something along those lines. Obai Rachame, and once again, he davened v'lo simitre, but still, it didn't rain. So Amalei Rav Nachman bar Ushpazte, Isar mar pincha achrita d'daisa asimitra. So he says, and I don't, right, one of the more important things in terms of learning Gemara, reading Gemara, is to get the proper tone over here. Was he saying it sarcastically? Was he saying it with intention? So, right, whatever was said to him by Rav Nachman, so Rav Papa was made to feel bad, so Ichsef, so he was embarrassed. V'chalosh daiti, and he had chalisha sadas v'asamitra, and as a result of that, rain came down. So this is a theme that we saw a lot of times yesterday, and we get to review today, and that is the idea that with humility comes rain. So sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be a little bit broken. In other words, to bring us down from our point of arrogance. We saw that yesterday. We got to see that again today. Okay, we are now about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud and Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Okay, so we hear a lot throughout Shas about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, and here is one of the main places in Shas where we're going to be hearing about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa have a ka'aza ba'orcha. So he was walking on the way. Asa mitra. And Amar Lafan Rebbeinu Sha'olam. So now it's raining. So this is the opposite of what we've normally come to expect here in the third parak. Normally it doesn't rain, and we're davening and we're praying for rain. And over here, so just the opposite. So it is raining. So Asa Mitra Amar Lafan Rebbeinu Sha'olam Kolam Kula Benachas VeChanina B'Tzar. Now it happens to be right now. It's inconvenient for him because he's traveling. And please, could it stop raining? So that's what he actually asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I want to stop raining. Pasuk Mitra. Okay, so he's got a direct line with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? His connection is a lot better than my connection. So good. So it stopped raining. Kimasal Abesi. Now when he gets home, so Amar Lafan Rebbeinu Sha'olam Kolam Kula B'Tzar VeChanina B'Nachas. But now as he got home, he recognized, okay, good. So now, now it's inconvenient for the whole world, meaning the whole world needs rain. So Asa Mitra. So he asks Kadosh Baruch Hu, please turn the faucet on, and Kadosh Baruch Hu turns the faucet on. Amr of Yosef Maya Hanya Lay Susa de Kohen Gadol Gabi Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. And Rav Yosef does a little bit of comparison shopping. You know, the tefillas of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza so far exceeds that of the Kohen Gadol. Right? That of the Kohen Gadol. So it did not, because let's go over the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol. Remember, the Kohen Gadol is leaving the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he's got to say a tefillah. If you recall, the Gemara in Yuma said the tefillah has got to be really short. People are looking forward to seeing him coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That didn't happen all the time. And so even though he's got a private audience with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but he's got to keep his remarks really short. And did not haya mispal tefillah katzar beveis achitzon. So first the Mishnah in Yuma says that he's going to be davening a really quick tefillah. And my matzle, and now what exactly was that tefillah made up of? In other words, those few moments, those few words that he got to say to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Ravin Barada, Virava Barada, Dami Tavai, Mishmei de Rav Yehuda, Yerzon Fanecha, Hashem Lakenu, Shetei, Ashanazu, Geshuma, Ushechuna. So this year should be a year full of rain and heat. Shchuna is heat. Now the Gemara says that's really strange, meaning Ushchuna, Mal Yasehi. So I don't understand. We want a really hot year. So the Gemara says, Adraba griusahi. So ela im shchunate geshuma uvtulula. So the Gemara says, okay, so it needs a little bit of editing. And the Gemara says, here's what he said. He said that if, in fact, it is a hot year, so apparently something that we can't control, but if, in fact, it's a hot year, so there should be even more rain. In other words, because the heat's going to really dry everything up. So that means to say that we need more precipitation. And anyone who needs to travel and is davening that it stopped raining because it's inconvenient, please ignore them. So that's the Kohen Gadol. Now you understand. Meaning, so the Kohen Gadol is asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to ignore the Ovrei Derachim. And meanwhile, when Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is one of the Ovrei Derachim, so he can't ignore him. Rav Achabre, Rav Mesai, Mishmei, Rav Yehuda. Now, just a couple of additional notes in terms of what the Kohen Gadol would be davening. So, Lo Yidu Avit Shulta Midabes Yehuda. So, just one more petition that he made, or second to last one, and that is that the scepter shouldn't leave that of Yehuda, meaning the king should always come from Yehuda. And value Amechais Yisrael Srichon Lisparnes Zemizev Lo LaAmecher. And we shouldn't need parnasa from one another. We shouldn't need parnasa from outside. Meaning everyone should be independent to the best of their ability. Okay. That was the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol. And again, it only comes up over here, just simply derech agav, because we spoke about how powerful the tefillahs are of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Okay. Number two, meaning that we're going to go over a lot of stories regarding Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. It'll take up a little bit less than half of today's daf. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Bechol Yom V'Yom Baskol Yosef Amar Kol Am Kula Nizom Bishvil Chanina Bini. So Baskol would come out and say that the whole world was sustained because of Rabbi Chanina. V'Chanina Bini Daya Bekav Charuv Meir Shabbos Lerev Shabbos. Now how much would he use to sustain himself? So very little. A Charuv from Shabbos to Shabbos. Okay, right. It's a little bit amount of food. Haya Have Regila Devasar Lemich Metanure Kol Malid De Shabbos V'Shaje Aktarta. Now, what his wife would do is his wife would smoke the oven on Erev Shabbos. Rashi says, sadly, they didn't have anything. They didn't have any bread to bake for Shabbos. And so they were destitute. And so what his wife would do is that she would just simply throw something in the oven so the smoke would come out, at least present an appearance that as if they had something. Mishum Kisufa, she was embarrassed. In other words, she didn't want to at least not appear that she was baking something. Fine. So, Havle Hachshiv Vasa Bishta. Now, she happened to have one particularly bad neighbor. Okay, it's unbelievable to consider the lack of consideration that we're about to see together. So, she had a neighbor, a bad neighbor. So, Michvi Yadana Delay Slahu Velomidi. And this bad neighbor knew that the Chaninas, Mr. and Mrs., Rabbi and Mrs., have nothing. So, Mai Kule Hai, Azavatarfa Bava. So, what she did is she knocked on the door. Basically, what she was going to do is she was going to come into the house. And she was going to embarrass them over the fact that they had nothing. So now Mrs. Chanina was even more embarrassed, and she went into another room in order to hide. So, and a miracle occurred where the oven, now in the Gemara it says that it's chazil tanure. Right, the oven appeared as if it had food. Now, the miracle is just simply that of appearance. The miracle may be more than that. The miracle may be a function of that bread actually was there. Okay, whatever. In other words, the miracle happened. There was bread in the oven and bread also in the kneading bowl. So Amr le Panayasa. So this woman said to her, in other words, the bad neighbor who was really looking to embarrass her. So upon yes, I say, masa de charech lach mecha. So she said, you got to get your masa. Now, what is a masa? It's some sort of tool that allows you to remove the bread from the oven. So amala af ani lahachi ayla. She said, so funny, that's exactly where I was going. Now, of course, that was exactly not where she was going. Where she was going was to run and hide from embarrassment. But Kadosh Baruch Hu spared her the embarrassment. Tana afhi lavi marda nichnasa mimnesha mulemedes benisim. Now the Braisa takes issue with what I just said. The Braisa says that no, actually she was going there in order to get the tool, in order to remove the bread from the oven. Meaning that enachinami, she was used to miracles then, and so the fact that they didn't have bread in the oven, she didn't put any of the bread in the oven. So that didn't distract her from actually getting a tool to extract the bread from the oven because miracles happens for the chaninas. No, it wasn't. Whatever. It was a technical issue. Okay, fine. Okay, Amrale. So she says to him, So the Gemara says now, so she says to her, it's a lot of sar. So Amrale. So he says to her, my navid. So by rachin the nisvalach meeting. What we should do is we should daven for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. They should give us something. So by rachme, so they daven. Yasa came in pisas yan. So v'yavule. So a hand came out and gave them. So chad kara de petura de dahava. Now what was given to them was a golden leg of a table. Okay. Now how does any of this make sense? So first of all, it's a garata. So it's all operating on a level that far goes beyond our basic understanding. And when I say our basic understanding, of course, I mean my basic understanding. But basically, the idea is as follows, is that what is in store for tzaddikim in Olam Haba? So again, so we can't describe it. I can't describe it. So it's, but nevertheless, and just in terms of giving us a mashal, so basically it's a golden table. Golden table made up of three legs. And so over here, the chaninas were so destitute, they were so poor, they asked Akash Baruch Hu for something. So Akash Baruch Hu provided for them one of the legs of this golden table. Okay, and we're putting the word golden table in quotes. It's obviously a mashal. So, and they were receiving one of the legs. So chazabachama, tide tzadikim, da'achle apatur, da'ava, disle, t'las kare. In fact, in a dream, it was explained to them that generally speaking, so you're eating on a table made up of three legs. The at ochel sapatura de tre kare. And now, because one of the legs is given to you, in other words, you're asking for something in this world. So whatever you're receiving from this world is going to be taken off from the Olam Haba. So therefore, you're going to be getting one of the legs. But that of course means that when you get to Olam Haba, you're only going to be eating at a table with two legs. So Amar La. So we have Amrale, but probably should correct it to Amrala. So he says to her, so this is now Rabbi Chanina saying to his wife, so Nichalach de Mechalach Achle Kuli Ama Petur de Mishlem Va'ana Petur de Mechzar. So he says, do you really want that? In other words, you want everyone else to be eating at a three-legged table, and we're going to be eating at a table that is missing a leg? So Amrale, my Navid. So he says, okay, so she says back to him, so what do you think we should do? So by Rachme, Dinishkalena Minach. So he says, so here's what we should do. It's very simple. We're going to daven that Kosh Baruch Hu take back that one leg that he gave us. So by Rachme, Vishaklu. And so they davened, and the leg was taken away from them. So Tana, the Gemara quotes a Brisa now, commenting on the end of the story that we just learned together. Gadol hayanes achron yosem and arishon. The miracle that we just heard is the greatest of them all. Why? Because the Gemara, because we have a tradition. Demehav yaveh mishkalo shakle. Because even though, despite the fact that it was, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives, but he doesn't take things away. That's a general rule. Okay, and what we just learned together is that's a general rule, but with every rule, you have an exception, and this is an exception to that rule. And that is, Akash Baruch Hu took the leg back that he gave to the Chaninas, Rebbe and Mrs. Chanina. Okay, that is another Maisa with Rebbe Chanina, and here we go. A couple more to go. So, Chad Be Shimshe, so there was one Erev Shabbos, Chazi Labarte Davis Atzive. So so he saw that his daughter was really sad. So Amr la biti la mai atzifta. Okay, so what's so sad? So Amr la, so she says, Kli shel chametz nischaf le b'kli shel shemen, v'idlakti b'menu or l'shabbos. He says, look, I went into the cupboard in order to get olive oil for lighting Shabbos licht, and instead of getting oil, by accident, I took out vinegar. So, and she must have been sad either, A, because they didn't have oil, or maybe because Shabbos already began. And so it's now too late for her to put in oil. That would be that'd be a malach on Shabbos. So Amrle biti my ichbalach mish Amrle shemen v'yidlok who yomer lachametz v'yidlok. So Rabbi Chanina says there's nothing to worry about. The fact that oil that oil is going to be fuel and create a fire. So we call that nature, but that's just as much of a miracle. Meaning nature is just simply the way that Akash Baruch Hu constructed the world to operate. But Akash Baruch Hu could just as well given the chemical properties for vinegar in order so that serves as an oil and that become flammable. And so it's all done by Akash Baruch Hu anyway. So Kadosh Baruch Hu can have the vinegar be the fuel. And v'kachai, and that's exactly what happened. Tanim, we learned in the Braisa. Once again, the Braisa is commenting on the story that we just saw. Hayadolik v'olech koliyam kulo ad shehevio mimenu or lahavdala. Happened to be that Akash Baruch Hu had the vinegar light through the entirety of Shabbos, all the way up to Havdalah. Another story, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa havalu hanachizi. So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa had goats. Later, in just a couple of minutes from now, the Gemara is going to ask the question. Now, goats, Eretz Yisrael, you know you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to raise small animals in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara will ask that question a little bit later on. But anyway, so Amrule kamafsidan. So he got a lot of complaints. Okay, the homeowners association in which he lived were super unhappy. That was a Florida joke, by the way. Apologize for those of you who did not understand that listening outside of the state of Florida. So the homeowners association, so they were really upset. So he got letters. Okay, right? It happened to me. So he got letters. Amar ika mafsadan, not with the goats. Anyway, but ika mafsadan ichlin aduving. So the he said, look, it's not my goats. Meaning, I know people think it's my goats that are causing damage, but it's not. And here's the story. So if my goats are really responsible for whatever the accusations are, so then bear should go ahead and eat my goats. Okay. But if my goats are in fact innocent, so here's what my goats are going to do. My goats are going to kill ferocious bears and they're going to bring the bears back. Obviously a miracle. And that would be a really good evidence that his goats were in fact innocent. So La'orta, I see Kolchad v'chad aduva b'karnayim. That's exactly what happened. Is that the goats came back with bears as trophies? They came home with trophy bears. Okay. Now again, by the way, it goes without saying, but I'm going to say it at this point in time, and that is that these stories over here that are told in the Gemara, so they are really encrypted ideas that are going well beyond basic understanding. The Gemara. This is classic Agadata, meaning the Gemara is telling over stories that really have encoded ideas, but the ideas are well beyond my understanding. So, you could research in terms of what are behind some of these stories that are told over here. But anyway, but as far as Pasha Psha and the Gemara, I don't even know what Pasha Psha and the Gemara is, but certainly the idea that the stories about Gedolim, meaning Rabbi Chanin ben Dosa, was somebody really special. And so when you tell stories like this about Rabbi Chanin ben Dosa, in other words, what are our takeaway points from here? Is that you tell stories like this about Rabbi Chanin ben Dosa, and it shows that the kinds of levels that these people were at. Okay, that's the, in other words, they don't tell stories, to quote Rabbi Beryl Wein, right? They don't tell stories like this about you and me. Okay, and so that's at least on the simplest level where we can walk away from Gemaras like this. Havale hahi shivavasa de kabanya beisev lamati kishure. Okay, we are now telling another story, Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, and that is a neighbor where whoever built their house so did not do the greatest job in terms of engineering. So it happens to be that the trusses did not make it from one end to the other. Okay, so those beams they didn't make it. They didn't reach all the way across the house. Okay, a bit of an engineering failure. So asil akame. So they came in front of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. Amrele benisi beisev lo kamti kishurai. And my beams haven't reached from one end to the other. Amr la mashimcha, or right, mashmech. Okay, that's my own grammar improvement for today. So Amr le, so she says back to him, Iku. So her name is Iku, fine? So Amr Iku nimte kashurech. So he says to her, okay, good. So he has a tefillah. And he says that your beam should extend. Tana, higi ashiyatza amlakan va'amlakan. So in one version of the Braisa tells us that the beams actually not only made it to the walls, but they have even extended beyond an amma. And some say that they were extenders that extended. Okay. Tanya Melanton Abraisa, Plima Omer Anira Isa Oso Abayas. One more commentary on this house that was extended through the tefillahs of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. And that is Plima says, I saw it. Vayukorosav Yotzim Amalakan Vamalakan. And I'm telling you, with verification, first-hand verification, that the beams extend an arm in each direction. And everybody says that this is the house that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa extended with his tefillahs. Okay, the Gemara would like to do a couple of postscripts over here, specifically regarding the goats. As promised, the Gemara now asks a question. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa mehechen havelo izim v'ha'ani. So the Gemara says, first of all, he was destitute, right? We already established that. So, and then we're describing that he has goats. That's a little bit strange. And and furthermore, you're not allowed to raise small animals in Eretz Yisrael. Now this idea, you're not allowed to raise small animals in Eretz Yisrael. So we already saw this back in Avodah Zarah. It's also discussed in Baba Kama as well. And the basic idea is that, small animals, so they are disruptors, major disruptors, meaning, what they do is that they graze on your field, they graze on other people's properties, they're really hard to contain, and so, and whatever, and they're just simply damaging. So the, fine, so as general legislation in Eretz Yisrael, so you're not allowed to raise small animals in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, well, obviously we need small animals, right, to eat, carbonos, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so, I guess importation. Okay, anyway, so you're not allowed to do an Eretz Yisrael, so that's another basic question. Meaning, how's Rabbi Chanina having these goats? So Amar of Pinchas, Maisav of Avar Adam Echad al Pesach Beisav, Inech Shem Tarnagolim. Okay, so the Gemara tells the backstory, and that is that a person dropped off chickens in front of the house of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Umatza son Ishto, his wife found it, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, V'amrla al tochli mi beitzehem. And so he said, look, we're not going to be eating the eggs of this chicken. The harbu beitzim v'tarnagolim. And now what they did is that, so when you don't eat the eggs, so the eggs actually now develop into more chickens. And so now, so because he kept the chickens and he didn't eat the eggs, so now he's basically got like he's got a little coop right in front of his house. V'ayim etzar nosam. And it really bothered him. In other words, the chickens were just, they were a nuisance. So umachran, so they sold them the kind of b'dmei mizim, and with the money they purchased goats. So pamachas aver also adam she'avdu mimeno tarnagolim. Now all this was because the person who deposited the chickens in front, so he didn't deposit it over there; he lost it over there. And Rabbi Chanina was saying is that look, this is going to be a mitzvah v'shavas aveda, but in caring for the chickens reproduction and population multiplication and population. And so now a little army of chickens that he converted over into goats. I don't know, the goats are somehow easier to maintain. I'm only guessing. I obviously have no idea. But anyway. So the person now came back looking for his chickens. He says, I left the chickens over here, Rabbi Chanina, and Shammah Rabbi Chanina, Amar lo, yesh lecha behem siman. And Rabbi Chanina says, do you have a siman? Amar lo, hein, asan lo siman, v'nata alza izin. And now we got the backstory. And that is that the goats of Rabbi Chanina were not the goats of Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina was just simply a custodian. He was just a shomer. He was a shomer aveda. He was watching these lost goats. They weren't originally goats. They were originally chickens, but he basically converted the chickens into goats. He replaced them and anyway, now we got the backstory. They did not belong to him. He was just simply a shomer aveda. Okay. Ad Khan. Okay, I'm going to breathe for just a second. We have now covered the stories in the Gemara here in Tanis on Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. And now for the remainder of today's daf, more Maisim, but here we're going to be focusing on other Amoraim. Rav Elazar ben Pedas. Okay, so we heard about him throughout Shas. He is a quote-unquote more popular Amora. He lived in Eretz Yisrael, basically at the same tkufa of Rav Yochanan. So Rav Elazar ben Pedas, techikale milsa, so he was poor. Dechikale Milsa Tuva. Sorry. He was really poor. And Avin Milsa Velo Havale Mida Lemitam. He went through bloodletting. Okay. Which again, as we already discussed here in this perek, is really popular. And back in the time, that was the therapy du jour. And so, but after bloodletting, so you got to eat. Remember Abba Umana, the doctor that we saw a couple days ago, made sure that everybody had to eat after bloodletting. So, but he didn't have anything to eat. Shakal barad de tuma, vishaja bapuma. And so what he did is he took some garlic. Now, doesn't sound like the best thing to eat after bloodletting. As if I knew. I don't know. But anyway, that's what he did. Chalosh libe. And, so his heart had a really hard time with it. Vinim. And basically he fell asleep, passed out. Azra rabban l'shuluyibe. The rabbis came and visited him. Chazua de kabache v'chayach v'nafek tusisa denura me'apuse. And so now, in his semi-conscious state or unconscious state, so he laughed, he cried. No, let me go in the right order. He cried, he laughed, and also pulsating fire came right out of his forehead. Yeah. So ki ita ayr. Now when he came to consciousness, amrle my time akabachas vechayachta. So they said, look, it must have been that you had some sort of vision. So can you tell us what happened? Why did you cry? Why did you laugh? So amrle davi yasiv imi akash baruch. So he says, okay, so in my state of unconsciousness, so I had an audience with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Amrle Admasai Itzta Er Baha Ama. And he says, how much more do I have to suffer in this world? The Amrle Allah Bini Nichalach the Avchela Ama Meresha Efsha de Misyalde Vishaita de Mizone. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, look, here's what I could do. I could hit the reset button. And if I hit the reset button, there's a chance, Efshar, there's a chance that you may be born under a different mazel. You interested? So Amrle Kame Kule Haive Efshar. He says, well, wait one second. Let me make sure I got this straight. You're going to hit the reset button. You're going to restart everything only so that maybe I'll be born under a mazel where I'm going to be able to eat comfortably. It's not worth it. I'm relay, dechai tve or dechine. Okay. So I asked him, where am I in terms of my life? Am I at the halfway point? Did I live most of my life already? Am I going to be living most of my life already? Where am I exactly in this marathon? So Amrle Dechayas. He says, I'll tell you the truth. You lived out most of your years already, or more than half. So Amrle Kame Imkein Labeina. So he says, look, at this point in time now, I'm more than halfway to the finish line. And you're not even guaranteeing and promising me that I'm going to be born under a mazel in which I'm going to have food. So you know what? I'm good in my current state right now. So I'm relay bahay igra damart lo beinan yavin lach la alma daase tleisa narasa demashka nafarsaman dachyan kifras udiglas demagnasa behu. So Akash Baruch Hu says, based on the schos that you basically decline, so now I'm going to make sure that you're going to be by 13 rivers where there is pure farsaman oil, and the rivers are going to be flowing like the Euphrates and like the Tigris. So I'm lekame haivasulo. So he says, is that it? Now again, right, this discussion, this back and forth over here are operating on some levels. And again, I'm going to just reiterate, not levels that I understand. But regardless, he says, we're just learning Pashup Shot in these Gemaras over here, and that's about as far as I can help you. Right? I'll translate good, but that's about it. So hi Vesulo, he says, is that it? In other words, that's all I'm going to get. Amalei lechavra mayavina. So he says, Kadosh Baruch Hu says back to him, well, look. In other words, there's your friends have to get part of Olam Haba. I can't give you their portion. So amalei va'ana migavra deleisle be'inan. What Rabbi Chanina said is, look, I'm not asking for the people who are getting Olam Haba. I don't want their portion. But you know, not everyone's getting Olam Haba, meaning there are Rishayim out there that are not going to be getting Olam Haba. I want their portion. Okay, that's the back and forth between Rav Elazar ben Bedas and Akash Baruch Hu. Machyan ba'askutla aputai. So what Akash Baruch Hu did is he took his finger and he put it on the forehead of Rabbi Elazar ben Bedas. Family Elazar Bri, Geri Bach Gire. I'm like shooting arrows at you. Okay, and that explains the pulsating fire that comes out of the forehead of Rav Elazar ben Pedas. Okay, Adkan. That takes us to the end of the story of Rav Elazar ben Pedas. We continue. Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina. Now, all these next stories over here are going to be much shorter, right? These are now much shorter stories about other Amoraim. Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina gazer tanis v'lo asa mitre. It was goes to tanis, no rain came. Amrele v'ha Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi gazer tanis v'lo asa mitre. So they said, no, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. So he was gozer tanis and rain came. So Amaluhu ha bar Levi. He says, okay, but look, look at me and look at him. And on top of that, he had yichus. He was a bar Levi. He was a ben Levi. So he had yichus. So Amalei denes v'nichav and daite efshar de tavrit zibura libayum dasi mitrai. So he says, look, let's all do it together. Meaning, let's all give it our best effort in terms of davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe we can. We can bend the Kadosh Baruch Hu a little bit on this issue. Ba'un Rachame, they daven, v'lo asa mitra, and rain still didn't come. Amalu nichaluchu, shiavo matar bishvilenu. So is it good that the rain should come on our account? Am Rulei, they said to him, Hain, Am Rikia, Rikia, Kase Panecha, Lo Ichse. And now he's talking to this guy. He says, I want you to cover up. Meaning I want there to basically be cloud coverage. And in other words, he's demanding rain. And Lo Ichse. And the sky didn't cover up, meaning no clouds came. Am Rakama Azim Pnei Rakia. And he says, he's talking to the sky. Right, such aza, such arrogance, or right, you're stubborn. So ichse v'asimitra, and finally it covered up and it started raining. Okay, and a little bit unclear in terms of what exactly that last part of the exchange was, and okay, anyway, we go on. Levi gozer tanis v'lo asimitra. Levi was gozer tanis and rain did not come. So I'm in front of Ribbono Sha'olam, alita v'yashavta mamram ve'ina tamirachem al banecha. So he says now really harsh words to Kadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Gemara is going to comment on his harsh tones. And he says, look, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're up there in Maram and you have no rachmanis on your children. So Asa Mitra, so rain did in fact come. Vi'it la, but not at a cost. And Levi now is made lame. He is now going to be walking, but with great difficulty. And because he said things that were inappropriate. Amar Rebbe Elazar lo'olam al yatich adam dvarim kalpei mala. And Rebbe Elazar makes exactly this comment. A person shouldn't speak this manner to Kadosh Baruch Hu, sherei adam gadol yatich dvarim kalpei mala ve'idla. Somebody who was an adam gadol, a great person, spoke this way, and he became lame. Umanu Levi. Now, we already know the answer to this question, but now he says, and who is that individual? It's Levi. V'ha garmale, v'ha Levi, ach ve'kida kamid rabbi ve'itle. Now, the Gemara says, now, wait 1 second. It's confusing because we also know that Levi became lame because what he tried to do was some acrobatics in front of Rebbe. Levi wanted to entertain Rebbe. We're going to be going over this Gemara again and coming up in Megillah. Anyway, so he wanted to entertain Rebbe. He did this kind of really difficult acrobatic balancing on his hands, on his face. And as a result of that, because of whatever, he popped a joint. Anyway, the Hava HaGamarle, so the Gemara says, yeah, so Enachinami, meaning we're right and we're right. Meaning that because of the manner in which he spoke to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then he put himself in a compromised position. So as a result of that, the combination of the two, so that got him to the point where he was not able to walk the same. Next story, Rabbi Chanina bar Lulaina. Shamina lahana chanani dekamre neisve neisve maya ba'amona moav. So he hears conversations amongst the clouds. Okay. And they're saying, look, we're going to deposit rain, we're going to drop rain on the nations of Ammon and Moav. So Amr Lafan Ribbono Shel Olam Kishe Nasata Torah Amcha Yisrael Chazata Kol Umos Olam Velo Kiblu V'Achshav Ata Noslem Matar. And so now, so he says, look, the Akash Baruch Hu, this is Gemara Avodah Zarah, right? Rashi brings it down in Chumash. The Akash Baruch Hu goes from nation to nation, offering them the Torah, and basically in total they all decline the Torah. And now what you're going to do is you're going to go ahead and you're going to give them rain. So shadu hacha shayu aduchtayu. So fine. So the rain was deposited here in Eretz Yisrael as a result of his tefillas. Darsh Rabbi Chia bar Lulai my dechsiv sadika tamay yifrach keres balvan yiskeh. So as long as we quoted the story of the Rabbi Chania bar Lulaini, so now we're going to be quoting a drasha in his name. So the pasuk we're familiar with, and im nemar tamar lama nemar eres v'im tam nemar eres lama nemar tamar. And why the comparison of a tzaddik to both Tamar and to Erez? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Ilo nemar Tamar v'lo nemar Erez, because had it only said Tamar and not Erez, ha'isi omer ma Tamar. So you know, Tamar, so although the dates and the palm tree, so they're good, but meanwhile, ein gizo machlif, it doesn't regenerate. Av tzaddik chas v'shalom, ein gizo machlif. And maybe you say the same thing as well regarding a tzaddik, that there's no regeneration. Alakach nemra erez. So that's why it says erez, because erez regenerates. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, it doesn't, meaning we learned earlier in the Gemara it doesn't, stay tuned, the Gemara is going to ask that question. But right now, we're saying right now that the cedar does in fact regenerate. And ilu nemar erez velo nemar tamar. Now, had it said a cedar and it didn't say the word tamar, ha'isi omer ma erez, ein osin peiros. So you know the cedar doesn't make fruit. Af tzadik chas v'shalom, ein osin peiros. And I would say maybe, God forbid, that the tzaddik also doesn't create fruit. So the kach nemar, tamar v'nemar erez. So the Gemara says that's why. So you give the best of both. In other words, the tamar, which is producing fruit, the erez, which regenerates, and that's the tzaddik. The Gemara says v'erez gizam achlif atanya. So the Gemara says, now you're telling me that the cedar does not in fact regenerate. You're telling me that the cedar does in fact regenerate. The Gemara says, I don't think that's right. V'atanya will not turn a brisa. Lokech ilan mechavero. So, lakutz. So let's say you're buying a tree from your friend. Okay, the Gemara's in Baba Basra, all real estate Gemara's. So, one of the Gemara's over there that we're going over right now is that you're not buying real estate, but you're buying a tree on property. And, but in other words, you're buying the tree. In other words, and you're going to cut it down. So basically, where's the point where you cut it from? Okay, good. That's the Gemara's over there in Baba Basra. So, magbio min akarka tefach, vikotzeitz. So if it's a standard tree, so a tefach above ground. Bizdana shikma shnei tefachim. So if it is a sycamore, so two tefachim. Bizdana shikma shosh tefachim. And another type of sycamore, right? Virgin sycamore. Anyway, three tefachim. Bekanim v'kfanim min apakak. If a vine, so you basically start, you cut from the first knot. Okay. And ulamal, min apakak ulamala. And b'dikal mavarazim. Now, when it comes to a palm tree, when it comes to erez, here's the part that we're focusing on right now. So, when it comes to the cedar tree, so then chofer lemata umashrish. So there, what you can do is that you can basically root it out from the ground, from underneath, and take it from there. Why? Because it's not going to regenerate. And so, once you cut it anyway, so that's it. It's done. So basically you can go below the surface. So anyway, we just learned together a braisa in Baba Basra that tells us that not only the tamar, but even the erez does not regenerate. Okay, so the Gemara says, b'shar minei arazim. So the Gemara says, yeah, but there are different types of cedar trees. Kidarava baravuna, dama rava baravuna, asar minei arazim hain. There are a total of 10 types of arazim. So it should sound familiar because we just saw this back in Rosh Hashanah not so long ago. Shenemar atein b'midbar erishita v'hadas v'chulei. And the pasuk goes on to record in Yeshayahu how there are various types of arazim. If I remember the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, so I think the pasuk doesn't go through all 10. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway, there's more than one type of eris. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay. And that ends the maisim regarding Rabbi Chia bar Lulinai. And we are continuing. We are on... Okay, we're on Chaf Hamad Beis, and we're wrapping up our daf today. The Gemara quotes the Braisa. Ma'isa Rebbe Eliezer. Shigazer Shoshas Rei Taniyos Alatzibar V'lo Yardu G'shamim. So there were 13 fast days that he imposed. In other words, those are the total number of public fast days that we've gone over in the first two parakim here in our Masechta. And so even though all 13 came and went, no rain. Be'achrona Yizchil Atzibar Latzeis. So, and now after 13 fast days, so everyone's going home. Meaning, remember, we don't go for a tzibur, for a community, we don't do more than 13. But there's no rain. In other words, we didn't get the positive effects of fasting for 13 public fast days. So, Amrlem Tikantin Kavarim Latzmechem. So he says, okay, everyone prepare your cemeteries, okay? End of life planning, okay? Might as well. In other words, it's not going to rain. We're all going to die out of famine. So, go kol ha'am bebechia. So that broke everybody. And remember, that's the whole point of fasting, is that we all become humbled. And that really broke everybody. V'yardu g'shamim. And as a result of that, the rain came. Okay, that is definitely been one of the popular themes here in this third parak. Shuv ma'isa b'Rabbi Eliezer, another episode with Rabbi Eliezer, she'arad lifnei ateva v'amar esen v'arba brachos v'lo ne'ne. And what he did is he made 24 brachos. So recall that on a public fast day in round number 3, so that's where we bring everything to its most intense version. Where not only are we fasting, but we're also having special tefillas. Our Shemona Esrei is made up of 24 brachas. We went over that over back in the second parak of our Masechta. So fine, and no answering. Yard Rabbi Akiva Acharav. Now the next Shliach Tzibor is Rabbi Akiva. Va'amar Avinu Malkeinu Ein Lanu Melech Alata. Avinu Malkeinu Lamancha Rachem Aleinu. So he said what you and I call Avinu Malkeinu. So yes, the popular tefillas that we say on a tzom. So its original composer is Rabbi Akiva, as per our Gemara right over here. Now, obviously, we have a much more expanded version of the Avinu Malkeinu than the one given to us here in the Gemara. The Gemara only gives us two of the verses, but that doesn't... In other words, the Gemara is unbelievably sparse as it relates to giving us Nusach HaTfila, right? And throughout all of Shas, do we know what Shmoneh Esrei is? We know what the outline of Shmoneh Esrei is, but nowhere in Shas are we given the actual nusach of Shmoneh Esrei. In other words, the nusach of Tefillah is something that was kept out of the Gemara, which, you know, obviously leads to multiple nuschos of what the Tefillah is, but slight variation. In other words, we're all davening the same Shmoneh Esrei, just slight variation one from another. So over here also, the fact that we only have two of the psukim of Avinu Malkeinu, so okay, that doesn't mean anything. It just simply means that the Gemara is just giving us a sampling. V'yarduk shamim. So now rain came. So if you're now following Rabbi Elazar daven for the Amud, garnished. Okay, that means nothing. So I don't speak Yiddish. So the amount of Yiddish I speak is garnished. Okay, perfect. So and meanwhile Rabbi Akiva went to daven for the Amud and it rained. So now and it was side by side comparison. And so obviously everyone thinks now, oh, Rabbi Akiva is a greater tzaddik, Chalila, but it's obviously what people think. Have a meranani rabbanan. So now the murmurings. Okay. So Yatsa Baskol v'Amr. So the Baskol gets out there quickly to defend Rabbi Eliezer. Lo mim neshe zegado mizeg Chalila. It's not because one is greater than the other. El sheze mavir amidosav ze ino mavir amidosav. It just happens to be that Rabbi Akiva's mavir amidosav and Rabbi Eliezer is not mavir amidosav. Now that's really important, and it's just funny that the Gemara doesn't follow up in terms of what does that mean, ma'avir al-midosav. Not only does the Gemara not follow up on what that means, Rashi over here also does not give us a basic explanation of what does it mean to be ma'avir al-midosav. So it's important, meaning obviously it's a important thing in order for you have to feel us to be received by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to be ma'avir al-midosav. So the classic interpretation is that Rabbi Akiva lets things slide. In other words, if somebody slights him, so what he does is he lets it slide. He's mavir amidosav, meaning Mida tells us that you shouldn't say that shouldn't have happened. That's not right, and you call it out. And what Rabbi Akiva does is he lets things slide. That's the that's one pshat. There are other pshatim that are offered, but on the Gemara itself and even in Rashi, nothing. Tana Rabbanan Masa Yugushami Yordan Vasibar Poskim Mita'ani Sam. How much rain should come down? At which point in time, enough with the fasting. So, Kamale Berach Amachareisha de Rabbi Meir. So, according to Rabbi Meir, so the plow is ankle deep. V'chachamim omrim becharava tefach bebenonis tefachayim. And be'avuda shoshet tefachim. So, it depends on what kind of land we're talking about. If it's dry land, it's one tefach. If it's benonis, it's two tefachim. And if it's land that's really worked over, so it's got to be three tefachim deep of water. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Amar in lecha tefach melamal shein tom yotzei likraso shlosha tefachim. So in terms of water and subterranean water, so the Gemara says is that if the water is a tefach melamala, so the tom is coming up three tefachim subterranean. Tanya tefachayim. One brisa says, another brisa says it's two tefachim. So lo kasha kam b'avuda kam b'shein avuda. Depends on whether the land is worked or whether the land is not worked. Amar Rabbi Elazar kishem achnisim. Sorry. Kishem en naschen es amayim b'chag, tohom omer lechavero, ava memecha, kol shnei re'im ani shomea. So now nisuch amayim. So the nisuch amayim we discussed numerous times throughout Shas. Here in Tanis, we actually, in the beginning of the Masechta, we spent a good amount of time giving us the drushas of how we know about nisuch amayim. Even though ultimately the Gemara points out, it's halach l'moshe m'sinai. Right? But the Gemara has a couple of encrypted and coded drushas in terms of where we see nisuch amayim. But the mitzvah is on Sukkot, where we're basically davening for rain, right? The Rosh Hashanah, we learned together in the Mishnah, right, that on Sukkot, Nidon al Hamayim, right, al Achag, Nidon al Hamayim. So good, so obviously it's on Sukkot's time that we want rain. And so as a result of that, or connected to that, right, we don't have to say causation, we could just simply say correlation, but connected to that, so the mitzvah of Nisuch Hamayim to pour water on the Mizbeach, on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. And so basically what's happening now, we are getting here a description of basically water, meaning as we are pouring water from the top, so the waters from the deep now are coming up, one to greet the other. Shenem are the pasuk Tehillim, tohom el tohom, korei l'kol tzinarecha, tohom el tohom, right? One water and now contacting with other water. Amar rabbi lididi chazile hai ridya. So I saw ridya, amalach hamemuna al hamayim. Good. So, Demila Igla, Upirsa sifsa se. So over here, a visualization of this malach. It looks like an eagle, a calf, with split lips. And where is it right now? It's between the tahoms. Okay, the subterranean water. And subterranean water is even further divided between that which is lower and that which is upper. And letahoma ila amrale chashor me mecha. Letahoma tasa amrale ava me mecha. So for the tahoma ila, it says that your water should abate. For the water that's below, it says that your water should rise. Shenamar hanitzanim nirim ba'aretz. Okay. Ad kan. Great place to stop. Okay, let's quickly recap. Let's review our daf today. So number one, we started off with Rav Papa and some maisim with Rav Papa, but the bulk of today's daf is Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. So I count a total. I did a count earlier this morning. So I count a total of 7 different episodes with Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa and the godless of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Stories regarding him davening. He even had stronger tefillas than that of the Kohen Gadol. And other maisim that revolved around Mechanina Mendoza. Other amaraim that we spoke out today, Rav Elazar ben Pedas, Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, Levi, and Rabbi Chia bar Lulinai, in terms of others that we did. And then on the Amud Beis, so the tefillas of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva davening because there was no rain. Rabbi Eliezer one time was successful, another time was unsuccessful. Rabbi Akiva went up for the Amud, he said Avinu Malkeinu, he was successful. And the Gemara notes that Rabbi Kiva, the Chalila, do not say that Rabbi Kiva was greater than that of Rabbi Eliezer, just that Rabbi Akiva is Mavir Amidosav. And then finally, a short discussion that we had in terms of how much rain is already sufficient amounts where we can stop fasting and stop davening. Gemara gave a shiurim. Okay, if you know lands and you know waters, so good. So the shiurim relate to you. Unfortunately for me, right? It goes well above me. And then we are given a window into some of the metaphysics in terms of how all this operates, the malach that's Mamuna al Hamayim, and what he looks like, and where he's situated, and the Tahom Ilan, the Tahom Tasa, and it goes without saying that's well above my pay grade. We'll stop over here. Have a nice day.